Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the Westside's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start this hour of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance, and is how trains brought progress and lawlessness. Lawlessness!
La-la.
Trains bring progress and lawlessness. The arrival of the railroads in 1881 was the most significant event in El Paso history. It transformed a sleepy adobe village into a boomtown that also became known as Sin City or Six Shooter Capital, where saloons, gambling establishments, and houses of ill repute lined the streets. City fathers, exploiting the town's evil reputation by permitting vice for a price, eventually realized that El Paso's future was in jeopardy if vice and crime were not brought under control. By 1890, the reform-minded citizens campaigned to curb El Paso's vice and lawlessness, and by 1905, most houses of gambling and prostitution were closed. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went there. There's Bernie there. He's playing the piano again.
Yes.
How
like
does he
that?
Do that? He doesn't even know piano.
He's full of steam.
Then maybe that's it. So that's your lawlessness to the past story.
Well, you
today,
know, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the lawlessness followed the train here because they were working down the lines with gambling and prostitution. Well, they had to keep the boys busy as they were laying track.
Well, you know? Apparently they were ahead of it. Some came by stagecoach.
Well, they had to. Yeah. You know, they had to keep ahead of things.
So that's for the History Alliance crowd. On Facebook, 45,000 people following?
Plus. They're probably over 50,000 now. And with Max Grossman, all the stuff he's been doing, and, you know, with the work, he pretty much keeps up the page. And Bernie's out there. If you want to get involved with the History Alliance, give him a call at 915-581-7920 and get involved. And then we cannot forget the people over at the Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page, who's headed up by their master leader, Barbara Givenbaney.
She's good.
Yes, she's good. And they have great history. In fact, she posted a picture of the train we were talking about earlier, which is the
3420.
She put it. I'll put that up on our Facebook page so you can take a look at that. And she's just wonderful. And she's got some helpers?
Oh, yeah. Well, the other administrators, there's a bunch of them, but she could use a few more. They take it in shift work. They assign themselves to be policing the web page during certain hours. And there's a lot of activity on there. And another administrator she works with is Rick Duncan. And these guys, I don't think he's even in El Paso. I think he's somewhere else.
Oh, really?
But they get together.
I think
hang
he's here.
And maybe. Well, whoever they are, they do work together quite well. So we thank them for that. Prince McKenzie, have you ever gone on that? Have you seen pictures on that?
Yes.
Remember in El Paso? You go
it's
there.
Very interesting.
Because, I mean, the stuff they've got there is fabulous. And
sure.
So did she pull that 3420 picture out of her archives or where?
Yeah, I guess she did. I don't know if you know Barbara. She's out everywhere looking for things.
The picture she's showing is when it was in front of Union Depot.
Union Depot.
And it was stuck as a monument there. It wasn't running.
Right.
Well, then you guys think you can get that thing running again with too much money?
Well, there's no purpose because there's no track to run it on.
Oh.
And so if we had our own track, and one of our historians who'd worked with us in our Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, he actually wrote an engineering position paper that said that could run from El Paso to Columbus, New Mexico. It was a great idea. Everybody liked the idea.
Well.
And then Southern Pacific Railroad took up the tracks.
Uh-huh.
And so that became a road to Columbus.
Yeah, the road you drive on was the roadbed for the rails.
And so that
can't put tires on it.
Well, but the thing is
that kind of spoiled our his concept.
So you can't run that anywhere around without somebody else's permission.
Okay, well, there are a lot of requirements, and you had mentioned the cost of upgrading it, and part of that is bearings that need to be replaced and upgraded and so forth. What the mainline railroads say, and we have two mainline railroads, Class 1 railroads under congressional standards, and what they say is our tracks are too busy, And if you look at any track, you'll actually see trains going every 15, 20 minutes, day and night.
El Paso is so busy.
And because El Paso has, ever since 1881, been a great rail hub.
Yeah.
Well, so, let me ask you, too.
We'd need our own little dedicated track. You know,
right. Little? How do you get a little track? I mean.
A short line.
A very short line.
Is there even any potential for that?
Yeah, there are.
I mean, what, you drive around Freeport, McMoran a couple of times? Or when
no, there are some short lines that are still in operation.
Oh.
And there's one that runs from Rincon in the valley over by Hatch, New Mexico, over to Deming and up to Silver City. And up to...
It didn't help us any.
Well, no, but our locomotive could run that. And there is a tourist railroad that runs on a mining line in Arizona. And
we'll keep working on it.
Just like that.
We need something like that in this town.
There's one that runs from Fort Worth up to Grapevine in North Texas. There's one in the San Antonio, Austin area.
Look, while we're making up donation numbers, we get a couple million bucks for the train. How much for track? I mean, another 20 million bucks in track gets you what, 10 miles?
Well, put land and right away.
That's what I mean.
It costs $90 million to build a streetcar track and system.
And they already own the land.
It's right. It's not cheap, but it's an interesting concept.
Okay, there is. Now, that $90 million included the restoration of the cars.
Right.
But there is a standard cost coefficient, and that is $1 million a mile to build new tracks.
Okay, now you can't run those trains on the downtown trolley tracks, right?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking out loud here. Okay, never mind.
Why not?
I want to. Go ahead. I'm sorry, your thought.
Well, there is a proposal that has been around for about 10 years, and that is when the spaceport opens on the Jornada Range north of Las Cruces, people that want to fly into space from that spaceport will be flying into El Paso because of the size and the significance of our airport. And some visionary people in New Mexico suggested we could run 3420 along those tracks up there. And take passengers on a historic train ride to another historic thing, to the spaceport, and when they ride into space. And so that's a few years off.
Using 1880s technology to get to spaceport.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I got that. Well, let's also talk about this car you acquired. We just barely mentioned it. There was a family living in there. The guy was a railroad employee or something, knew how to buy a car.
The Hawkes family.
Yeah. Hawkes.
Roberto Hawkes was the son of a railroad man.
Okay.
And so 65 years ago, he wanted to get a nice home for his family, and he knew, because of his understanding of the railroad car shops, he knew that there was old equipment there. And so he purchased this car, had it moved by some professional movers.
Took the seats out, I presume.
Well,
we don't believe it had any seats. We believe it was an express car.
Oh, okay.
Which made it very unique.
That made it more unique. And we know it's a 19th century. We don't know a whole lot about it. We know that it is the 19th century style. And we know when we examined it, then we learned that it was an express car or a mail car, possibly a baggage car, but probably not. But anyway, those cars are very unique because there was only one out of every 30, one out of every 40 cars. Was a special purpose car.
Right.
And those ran right behind the locomotive because that was the most valuable cargo in the train. And that's why the express companies had the gold in there.
Are there any more trains like that sitting around somewhere? I mean, there was a trolley car up in Cloudcroft for a long time. And then this train showed up. You said you found it one day, and somebody knew about it.
There are all kinds of cars all over.
Where? I mean, get another one.
Freeport-McMoRan actually has an express car way in the back that they use for storage.
It's a 1940 Southern Pacific express car, and so there are interesting cars all around. And
again, too much money, you can go get this put in a museum.
Can you point out where that car was for all those years? Because you used to see it all the time driving on
just
the freeway.
Past, I remember as a young man, I remember going into this rough area. There were stockyards down the hill from there, and it was a rough, undeveloped area. The streets were not paved, and this was outside the county. The county line was Reynolds Boulevard.
Outside the city.
I'm sorry, outside the city.
The county goes a lot further. Yeah,
line
yeah.
in the county.
Right.
And so the city ordinance about building standards did not apply. and so Roberto Jaquez bought this land, and one account is that he paid $500. Another one was paid about $650, I think. And they're collecting that information. But anyway, then he paid some professional movers to actually move it, and then he built a very, very good foundation. And that's what's preserved the car.
Okay.
And so a stone and concrete foundation held that car up. The family started growing, and he dug a basement underneath the car, and all the boys slept in the basement underneath.
Wow.
And it was very nice, 65 feet long. It was just like some of the very best mobile homes today.
Did it have a sign in the bathroom, don't dump in the station? That kind of thing?
We find all kinds of historic clues in the fittings and the equipment that is still there attached to the car.
So you got a lot of history in this thing.
But what street was it located, the freeway? Oh. It was I-10 and...
Okay.
Close to Reynolds.
Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually Gateway East. I don't remember. The Hawkins family told us what the name of that street was, but... The freeway went through there, and that street disappeared.
Yeah, but if people driving by Gateway today would have seen it like I did, you could, on the south side of the freeway there.
Yeah.
Close to the fire station, the new fire station that was right.
What you guys need is just some financial help. You guys are crazy enough to pull all this off.
Okay, this is a real treasure. It's a real artifact from the 19th century, and it was undoubtedly used at the latest in the 1890s, 1900, and so it's so important. Actually, when you see these historic trains that you can ride on in Colorado, those are actually replica cars now because all the originals were worn out. But this is really a treasure, and so we're asking around, and we'd like for a patron to adopt this as a project, and we would actually give them naming rights. Or a corporation to underwrite the restoration and installation of this.
How do they find you?
Okay. The Railroad and Transportation Museum is P.O. Box 5722-79955, or they can call me direct, area 915-240-8384.
That's you, Prince McKenzie, on the end of that phone.
That's correct.
One of the unique things about this car is that it had no metal frame. It's a completely wooden structure. Now, the wheel sets would have been metal, but the frame itself is all wood, and this kind of dates it to the early 1900s.
It's intact.
The late 1900s.
I mean, on a given day, termites eat your train car.
It's
right?
very much intact. The inside is immaculate. It's
beautiful.
Beautiful oak wood. The family left it the way it was. They did put in a couple of windows, but there are very few changes to it. They stucco the outside, and we're hoping that once we remove some of that stucco, we might actually find the name of the railroad.
Oh, wow, that'd be great.
And at this point, you don't know.
If we find a car number on it, then we can actually trace through railroad archival records and find out when it was used and how it was used.
So there's a side door on that thing. Did
two
use
side doors
did they
on
use
either
those?
Side, yes. Yeah. The U.S. postal clerks operated in cars like that. The express companies operated, and there's actually a compartment inside, a lockable compartment inside, and that we believe that was definitely an express compartment where the gold and important documents.
And it's six guns and shady ladies. Vince Sanchez will go blow that thing up.
Yeah, either that or we'll just lock him in there.
Why, maybe. He'd probably be okay with that.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind.
And speaking of trivia, which we weren't, but let's do trivia now. You ready?
Let's do some trivia.
Did we cover anything, any of your questions? I mean, Prince brought in some questions. You got some questions. And we got two gift certificates to Pepe's.
Yeah.
And when we said that the, what was the special today? The two chili rellenos.
Right.
You get two of them. Lorraine will be happy I said that. Hello.
Let me back up. I know we covered one for sure.
Do you have any questions at all? No, we know everything there is to know about railroads.
I know. Where did it go?
This is your moment.
Yes, that's your moment to know. Okay, let's go ahead and try this anyway. Okay, the first question for trivia for Pepe's certificates is, what was the single most important event in the history of El Paso?
Oh, come on.
And that's within 450 years we've had since then. Okay, so what was the most important event? And then secondly,
you're giving away the money, just giving it away.
I know. And we also talked about what were the first three railroads, or named two of the first three railroads in El Paso. And we did talk about all these different railroad lines. And I know there's a lot of fans out there that know
$20
these.
You think that's
$20 each?
That's easy. Know?
Come on, there's
a lot
questions.
Of beans, man. A lot of tacos.
That's actually more than just two lunches. I'll tell
it
you
is.
That.
You can do well, especially get the special today.
Oh, I know.
Four of those.
$6. Yeah.
All right, you ready for this, folks? The phone number
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Do you remember when you were three? Of course you don't. But do you remember when your kid was three? Yeah, so much fun. No more diapers. Score! Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield from the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. Well, guess who's three now? Casa Kia is. Yep, we're this many. The late nights and terrible twos are behind us. And I'm quite sure none of our employees are in diapers anymore. Score! So if you have some young ones, like I do, I know safety and affordability are top priorities. So you got to look at the Casa Kia Sportage for just $21,985 or the Casa Kia Forte for $18,985. Look, at Casa Kia, we have six models that start under 25 grand. That's family friendly. And speaking of family, Dad?
Boy, do I remember when you were three. Hey, I'm Clay Lowenfield. Won't tell any bad stories. This is our celebration of 50 years of CASA. So many stories and memories, from inspired to inspiring. I am proud of what my father started at Team CASA, and I am so proud of this next generation. The CASA way is our commitment to all things home. Welcome to Team CASA, and welcome home.
Here at CASA Key.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I got to tell you who's coming in here next week. A whole bunch of people coming in here next week. In fact, it'll be Gabe Duran. Gabe's going to come in here, and he is going to talk about an unusual neighborhood in El Paso in that most people don't know about it. Otherwise, it's probably normal to them. But it's called San Juan. And it's down there where your train was not too far, apparently. That's near Fox Plaza. And Gabe has got a whole bunch of stories about what it was like growing up down there. His family owned, his grandfather and father, they owned the cantina, so they knew everybody. So we'll see what that's all about. It'd be kind of interesting. March the 16th, that's on the 9th for Gabe. March the 16th, Eric Kappas is coming in. We're going to talk about historic geology and open spaces around El Paso, and he is always up to stuff. He is the guy who figured out that those little scratches on the wall near Cristo Rey were dinosaur tracks. Oh. And everybody else from geology thought, oh, those are some sort of crustacean tubes or something from the bottom of. No, they're not. They're dinosaur tracks. So, and he was put in timeout. They'll tell you that story. Go over there and sit by yourself. And so he was staring at the wall, and all of a sudden he started realizing, okay, what I got here is dinosaur. Anyway, he's coming in on March 16th. March 23, a rematch. Mr. Bernard Sargent's coming in, and we're going to talk about history A to Z, and we'll make up something good by then. Because Bernie's always, he's a researcher.
He's full of it. Look at his initials, BS.
Indeed. But I call him up, and he's often in some tangent on the internet looking at stuff in a Rhode Island.
Oh, I know.
In a Rhode Island archive or something.
Oh, yeah, he's finding stuff all over the country. Actually, he's found stuff out of the country, too, so it's really
amazing. Okay, you have an announcement we need to know about?
Yes, Sunset Film Society has got a film today. It's Fried Green Tomatoes, and you can join the Sunset Heights Film Society each Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. inside the International Museum of Art Theater for a free movie. And it's hosted by film historian Jay Duncan, who will give you insightful commentary, anecdotes, and facts behind each film. Like I said, today's film at 2 p.m. is Fried Green Tomatoes, which features, Kathy Bates, Jessica Tandy, and next week's film is going to be The Collector, which was a really good one also.
These are free.
And they're free. I mean, in fact, you know what's funny is at the Alamo Theater tonight up here on Mesa, this Fried Green Tomatoes is being shown, and you'll have to pay a lot. So go down here to the theater and see it for free.
Jay can't serve beer. There's a downside.
Well, I won't check bags.
Okay, moving on.
And then tomorrow, oh, you got to go see this tomorrow. A good friend of mine is going to be playing down there. That's Sunday, March 3rd, and I believe it's after 12. It's the Art of the Arts, special presentation. Presentation featuring Lori Koval, musician, a very talented musician. She's played piano and organ in the Plaza Theater.
Oh, this is where
film.
The piano comes up out of the floor.
Yes, and she, the organ.
But the Museum of Art has a piano coming up out of the floor?
No, they don't. Coming from the ceiling. No.
All right,
and if knowing if Laura, she'd do that too. She is a talented musician, plays all kinds of different instruments. But go down and see her.
That's tomorrow.
Great lady.
That's that piano thing's tomorrow.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Talking in order that they call, we have people on all three of our phone lines. This one's named Robert. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're fine.
You want to play trivia?
Hi.
That's right. We're doing trivia, aren't we?
Talk to Melissa. Talk to Melissa.
Thanks for reminding me. Okay. Let's just. What was the engine most. I forgot. I'm trying to read Prince's handwriting.
I tell you what, Robert, answer any question you want.
Which question do you want to answer?
And you're in the wind. Turn a little bit. You're in the wind or something. That's better. That's better. Yeah, go ahead.
The easy one, the event?
Yes.
That was the railroad coming through El Paso in 1881. I think it was Union Pacific.
You got it.
Oh, how awesome.
Look at you.
Hey,
you added on.
Plan for your
Southern Pacific.
Where would you start?
Southern Pacific.
We're just giving this stuff away. All right, Robert, you got that one figured out. So you got a Pepe certificate. Do you know where that is? Robert.
We lost him. There's something that came online.
I'm here.
There he is. Hello.
Do you know where Pepe's is?
Yes, I do.
You been there?
Many times, yes.
Okay, so this is a $20 thing, and if you stretch it right and use the special today, which again, Prince, was the two chili rellenos.
Right.
Okay, and that what that means is it's a $6 purchase today as opposed to whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, but this certificate we're talking about, you have to call up and get that, come down and get that from Shelley, okay?
Yes, so stay on the line.
Right.
All right. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, that's fine. I'm
Robert.
Kind of busy out here.
All right. Robert's on hold.
And he made a mistake. It was Southern Pacific that came in 1881, Pacific. Not the Union Pacific.
One
but
Robert
those are
gets
two
a certificate.
Railroads.
There you go. Okay, going in order of three is Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good.
Doing
Dr.
fine,
Melissa.
Joe. Okay, what were the first three railroads or the name two of the first two railroads that came to El Paso?
Man, that's a hard one. Well, with Southern Pacific and maybe the Santa Fe.
Yes. That's it.
Hey, they're buying that, Joe. I mean,
the third one was the Texas and Pacific.
And then what happened to another Pacific? There was just those two? Enough of that. All right, Joe, you got that figured out. There's a certificate for you. You all right with that?
All right.
Fair enough?
Yes, definitely.
All right,
hold
on, and Shelley will come on the line and tell you how to pick that up, all right?
One more thing. What was the Prince's... I was trying to get the number to Prince to give him a call. Can you repeat that number, please?
For Prince? Prince's phone number?
915-240-8384.
240-8384.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hold on. Don't hang up.
No, I won't. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. You take her easy. You got Dorothy on the phone on the radio. Hey, Dorothy.
Yes, I had a question.
Sure.
My dad used to work for the Santa Fe Railroad. He was a painter. So they moved him around a lot, and he lived in a boxcar.
Ah,
oh my gosh.
Why not?
During the summers, our whole family would go live in the boxcar with him.
Really? What was that like in the middle of the night? Clickety, clickety, clickety all night long, or what?
Well, they did let us know when they were going to hook us up to a freight train.
Good idea.
And
did you have a kitchen and everything in there? The stove?
Yes. There was a bedroom on both ends and a kitchen and bathroom in the middle.
How about when you flushed the toilet? Were you in the station? No. No. I worry about that because they've got the sign in those things, and I'm thinking, well, what if you just flushed it in the station?
Details.
Bad idea. I mean, go ahead.
Those are very interesting special purpose cars, and you can actually see one of those on display in Deming, New Mexico.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
They have a historic switch engine, and they have one of those cars.
What's on your? What else, Dorothy?
Yeah, well, I've looked at all the cars when I travel from El Paso to California and Washington, and I don't ever see any, so I was wondering if there are any still existing.
Well, what happened to yours?
Well, my dad quit the railroad, so we didn't go anymore, and who knows what happened to it. Okay. And we had a... my dad had a partner, and so his car was hooked on, and then the water car was in the middle, so we shared the water, okay. And then our car was on the other side.
Where'd you go to school? How did you go to school?
Well, we only went there in the summer or Christmas vacation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, we would like to make contact with you, and we would like for you to tell us your story, to write it down. And it would be especially nice if you had some pictures of that car and your family with the car.
You have any?
Well, I do have.
And that's what we do at the Railroad Transportation Museum is we're preserving all kinds of history, and that's an important part of it because those lines, thousands of miles of lines, were kept open by people that were living in cars, working on those lines, and maintaining the cars that were running on those lines.
Dorothy, you said you were there in the summer. Was there air conditioning?
No, we had a swamp cooler, and we lived in Parker, Arizona one summer.
Oh, my gosh.
On purpose?
It was so hot, my mother would wring sheets out in cold water and lay them over us to sleep at night.
Oh, because you must not have had hardly any, right. any kind of insulation, right?
You needed some ice in the upper compartment, man, I'm telling you.
We didn't have any insulation.
Oh, okay. What do you go ahead?
We went swimming every day in the Colorado River, so that helped a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was really hot. I remember that.
We actually have two Santa Fe cabooses and a Santa Fe sleeper in our collection.
Come take a look at that. Oh, by the way, they want to get your phone number, if you don't mind, Dorothy. Could you hold on and ask Shelley to give your phone number to Shelley?
Sure.
All right. No, thank you for calling. Appreciate that. You take your reason. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's about it.
All right. Hold
thank
on.
You.
Shelley, take the number from Dorothy, if you don't mind, and put her on the list for Prince. And we've got Robert on. Is it Robert or Roberto?
Roberto.
Good day, sir.
Hey,
what's
Roberto.
Up? What's happening? Where'd he go? Roberto, call right back. We did that here. Sorry about that, Chief.
Kick your fingers.
It wasn't that, here. It was here. And so, sorry about that, dude. And we need to have Dorothy call back and Roberto to call back. There's one of them right there. And we're going to take a break in the meantime, come back and deal with all you. Oh, line two is a bummer. That's what's going on. They're calling in on line two, Shelley. Anyway, you figure that out in there. We're going to take a break. And the number, if and when we can call, is
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz printer available soon.
1 in 3 adults in America have pre-diabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move's called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Here's 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Ben has mom my. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bet he can't say that in reverse.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Americans are always on the move. They're in the car or at the office or working around the house. Americans refuse to sit still. So how do you connect with all those moving targets? Easy, with radio. Radio reaches 93% of Americans every week, more than Google, Facebook, even television. Because, hey, who has time to sit and watch TV? So when you want to connect with all those constantly moving adults, teens, and millennials, get to iHeartMedia.com and put AM/FM radio to work for your company.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on the phones today. We'll get to that in a second. But we should tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Many of El Paso's electric car charging stations have been dead for years. Why the company is finally fixing them.
Also in the Inc., El Paso's chief appraiser got a big raise. Why some support it and others say it's too much.
Get ready to kick it with El Paso Locomotive FC as the team starts its inaugural season.
El Paso Inc. is El Paso's only weekly business and lifestyle journal.
To read the El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines talks about the many immigrants in Juarez now, and more are coming, and all plan to enter the United States. How is El Paso preparing?
Join host Saul Sines Sunday nights right after ABC 7 at 10 on ABC 7 Extra.
We're talking railroad history in El Paso. It's a huge event. It's still going on.
Is it?
I mean, the railroads are still here, right, Prince?
Right.
Yeah, Prince McKenzie and Woody Bear here. You guys run the Facebook page. You also are running the El Paso Railway. See it. See
railroad and Transportation Museum.
Okay.
And there is another organization, the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, is a backup group, and we work together, closely together. And we have monthly meetings, and people can come out and join us in the meetings and learn about El Paso history and railroad history.
How do they find you?
Okay, they can
Facebook.
Look at our Facebook page.
Right.
The El Paso,
The El Paso Railroad and Transportation Museum.
Okay. And if people, you got a couple, we already snagged a couple of interesting stories that you're planning to put into your permanent exhibit situation. All right, maybe we have another one here. Let's see what Nana has on her brain. Hey, Nana, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning.
What's happening with you?
So I lived in the train, the one that was on Gateway.
Oh, you're one of the...
Wonderful.
I'm one of the Hawkins girls.
Oh, yeah. thanks for calling. Tell us your story. What happened with all that? Was that just normal for you?
Well, Yeah, it was. So I wrote a very short poem that I wanted to share.
A poem?
And oh, kind beautiful. Of
just, yeah. And so the train, we called it the tren, which means train in Spanish.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
So the poem goes, the tren was our childhood home, a place where years of memories were sown. The fireplace each morning for warmth set the mood, taking turns for one bathroom, 12 children stood.
12 kids.
Many babies were born in this train until the news of cancer on a young mother would rain. A father whose dreams were surely shattered made his children feel they truly mattered. In this train, playing the game of Monopoly and life, important lessons were learned of community and charity. Stories of the train future generations will find will bring laughter when blue carpeting images come to mind. The dairy and the freeway were our childhood park, but the train is where our journeys were set to embark. So thank you, train, from our family. The museum is now your legacy.
Oh, neat.
And we all grew up there. There were 12 of us our parents.
What number were you?
I am one of the bottom four.
Okay. So you got to hear all the stories that had already been done, and there's nothing new for you. For you, by the way.
Yeah, right, yes.
But didn't all the kids go to college? I think that was one of the big goals of your father, was to make sure that all the kids went to college and such.
He was into education, and we all went to private schools, grade school. We became rebellious, and some of us wanted to go to public schools, but the majority went to Catholic high schools as well. And yes, he was very into education. We had minimal clothing. We had our uniforms. At the end of the day, you wash your uniform, and it was set for the next day. And that we didn't have clothes. You had one change of clothes. And so very interesting, but, very happy. It was a very happy childhood.
How long did you live in that train?
Until I was 15 years old.
So 0 to 15 for you. Okay.
Yes.
Now, did
yes.
you did, and it's now going to go and be part of a museum, right?
That's right.
Okay. Did you,
which we're so happy for. We're so happy because we did not want it to get destroyed.
Oh, that's great. And did you hide anything interesting you're going to go find later, like a doll under the floorboards or any of that stuff?
I know. That's
none of that, huh? Okay.
We were hoping.
Well, thank you for sharing the story. That's most unusual and most interesting. Appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh, indeed.
Thanks
for calling. Take care.
And when we place that car on exhibit, we're going to be telling the family stories about, like that poem. There's another poem, too, and it's very touching and beautiful.
Well, there's a lot of history there. And,
right.
and that, I appreciate what you guys are doing in saving it. Now, why are you two, among other a bunch of other people, why are you so excited about rail travel?
It was a big part of El Paso's history. I mean,
yeah.
Everything in El Paso in some way leads to the railroads.
Oh, yeah.
The banks came here in anticipation of all the money that was going to come.
So you just like the history.
Here. Oh, I love the
and
history.
The rails tie it together.
Yes.
You had a train set as a kid, didn't you?
I did.
Of
yeah,
course.
I did.
You had to have one. Me too. And you?
I had my brothers.
Yeah, okay.
I played with it more than they did,
yeah.
Believe it or not.
Well, I gave one to my father-in-law, now it's mine, so I get to play with it.
There you
that's
go,
always
yeah.
good. But the train business, I just wonder what is it that excites you guys?
It's just the whole mechanics of it, the history, the people. There's so much to it. And even now, we still have 6 railroad stations that are in El Paso. We have the first high-rise was the El Paso and Southwestern building, which still exists. It's Stanton and is it Franklin? Stanton and Franklin.
That's across from the Gardner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
one.
Right.
And that's where Locomotive 1 used to be once
right,
upon
exactly.
a time. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We still have 2 turntables that exist. We have 2 steam locomotives in this place. And we have the Baton Memorial Trainway. It is a historic civil engineering landmark of Texas.
It took how many years to get that done? 60 years of legislation?
Right.
And the other stations are where? I mean, you keep going.
We have the Union Depot at 700 West San Francisco, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is at 805 South Santa Fe, the Texas and Pacific at 200 South Ochoa, Then we have the old El Paso Southwestern Freight Station at 400 North Campbell.
And that's the one you guys want to get your hands on, if you could.
We'd love it.
Now, that's not really accessible, but it is accessible.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's very accessible.
You have to just drive down, make a U-turn on a one-way. And
actually, there's actually a plan that was drawn up by city planning for people could pull right off of Franklin right into the station.
What would happen if this town embraced its history? There would be one. Well, there would be one thing right there to do.
It would be an important tourist destination for El Paso, and the city of Las Cruces has already done it.
We have better history than those people.
Yeah,
they have one historic rail line in Las Cruces, and here we had eight different railroads.
Yeah, they got in and out of Las Cruces. Thank you very much. We got in and out times five.
You would have people coming here for the history of that, and then people would come here for other types of tourism. Would take advantage of the history.
Can we make a plan out of this?
We've been working on plan after plan after
since 2001.
You guys are the reason it's even potential.
Yeah. I can't think of a better city that's got a better exposure to railroads and having the railroad history right there.
That's right.
I mean, it makes me crazy.
With everything that we have preserved, everything that we still have.
And you're still working to preserve stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We have a huge archives and library. We have more than 500 books in our library.
Somebody needs to fund you guys and make this happen for the city, and the county, and for everybody.
Well, let me ask you, though.
Yes.
I know those tracks will eventually go away behind the depot, though. They had talked about a park there. Is that still an issue that will be coming up in the near future?
You cannot move the main line through
El
Paso.
Well, there's that one main line, but there was also something about a lot of those tracks. Some of that area will be gone. They want to put land, a park there or something is what they discussed.
There was a plan by a previous city council to build a park there, but TxDOT right now is thinking about covering I-10 in the downtown area and building a park there.
Yes, they are.
So there are various ideas in the works for that area. Yeah. But there is a line that goes close to that building that maybe UP can live without that would help, make that more attractive.
Yeah.
So much possibilities. We have history that people would die for.
Oh, yeah.
God bless Deming. They got one rail line in and one rail line out. And like you said, we have times four. It's amazing.
We had the Smithsonian Institution interested in taking locomotive number one.
Oh, yeah, they were going to keep it, too.
We've had private people want to buy that and 3420.
They wanted trolley cars?
Yes.
They wanted every dadgum one of your trolley
cars. We have actually received three requests that we turned down to move our museum to New Mexico.
Hey, El Paso, who's got money that can help these guys out?
Yeah, this is the amazing thing. You've got people that are showing the interest, and they're just like,
If you wanted to know what you could do in El Paso to help out, here's a big one. I mean, if you only got 10 bucks, well, keep it. But if somebody has 10 million bucks, so peel one off and give it to Prince. You guys would do wonders with it.
We'll take your 10 bucks, too.
Take the 10 bucks.
They're not proud.
You can become a friend of the museum, and you can also become a member of the Railway Locomotive Historical Society.
Yeah, but the main thing you become is a part of fixing this history issue we have here in this town.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go to the phones here. Go to Ray. This is Ray. Good morning. How's it going? Good morning. We need to hear Ray.
Hello, Ray.
I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, there you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Start over. 3, 2, 1, Ray, go.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Good morning to everybody.
Thank you.
Listen, a little story here. My mom was raised right in the area where Cotton and San Antonio. And Texas Pacific was right at our backyard. When she was growing up, my uncle had a friend that worked at Texas Pacific. And he would tell him, look, hey, Nacho, we need to get a boxcar stripped down. I'll leave it right there next to your mom's house. Can you guys do it? And he would say, sure. So my mom, his sisters, everybody would get on there, no matter what the weather it was, and they would start chopping down the wood off the boxcars. Then they would tie little bundles and then take them to the neighbors, share the wealth. And then around the dinner hour, they would come back, the neighbors, with a little bit of a little olla sopita or frijolitos or tortillas.
I'm hungry.
Because that was the way that worked, But the other thing what I wanted to talk to you about, I live up here by Kern Place, and they started doing the glorietas or the turnabouts.
Oh, the roundabouts.
Yeah.
The circles.
Yeah. The traffic circles.
The circles, yeah. And right at Campbell and Robinson, they had brought in this huge tractor to dig it out. And the first slam they did on that tractor, it bounced off the ground like 3 feet. And people stopped and said, well, what's going on? So they dug up around it, and they found rails.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think they belong to a trolley. That's what I hear.
Is that your question?
So they,
we have a panel of experts
like
here.
I'd like to have more information.
We had 65
that.
Miles or 67 miles of streetcar tracks all over the city going out as far as Fort Bliss and an interurban line that ran down the valley.
And that one would have been right like in front of Dudley School?
Yeah,
probably. Campbell and Robinson, yeah.
They actually had a line that went out to Tobin Park in Northeast. What? They were trying to sell land out there.
Oh, yeah.
So they would give you a train ride.
Okay, now what about this guy's deal over in Kern Place, though? What was that?
This was the old streetcar line.
There you go.
The streetcar line.
It was an old streetcar. There you go.
Right.
You happy with that?
Okay.
We actually salvaged some of that material. And what it is, it's the support. It looks like a train track. But it's a support structure for the tracks, and it was built into the roadbed, and the tracks were mounted on top of it. And we actually salvaged some of that when they were repaving Oregon Street.
Ray, thank you for the call. We got to move on. You all right with that?
Thank you much. Have a good one.
Oh, you take
thank
a
you.
Read.
Take
we
care.
Need to be taking a break here because Sergio's got to sell some more soap.
That's right.
Are you ready for some more soap?
He needs more soap.
Look at Facebook. There's people with a question.
I'm just about ready to get their pictures posted.
Does anyone know about the reason the train windows were covered during World War II? Yvonne Montes Agetti asked that one. I would think that's just normal common sense.
The blackout.
Sense. The common sense. You want to make a target out of yourself? Turn the lights on. Ha, how about that? All right, we're going to take a break here and come back in a moment. Look at Facebook, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
What do you dream about? Do you dream about the future? Trips you'll take to the south of France? Maybe you're wearing a beret while sampling wines made from grapes from the region.
The grapes? Are they from here?
Oui, oui.
Or maybe you dream about finally remodeling your kitchen and getting one of those amazing new refrigerators that makes coffee for you.
Your coffee is ready.
Thanks, refrigerator.
You are welcome.
Or maybe you dream a crazy big dream like winning the lottery or having a dog that can tell you how it feels.
I love you.
Or maybe you just simply dream about being able to dream again. Because if you're like 20 million Americans who suffer from sleep apnea, there's a good chance you're not dreaming at all. The good news is there is hope. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose and allows you to get the good night's sleep you need to dream. To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask and review important safety information, visit inspiresleep.com. Your dream of a good night's sleep is our dream as well. Visit inspiresleep.com.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
I'm Patrick Carelci.
And I'm Adriana Cortez, and we're the host of Red Pilled America, a new storytelling podcast.
Red Pilled America tells the stories Hollywood and the mainstream media don't want you to hear. Visit the iHeartRadio app to listen to Red Pilled America.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot of stuff going on. Here's some quick announcements. The Archaeological Society's March speaker is Jerry Vieira, and his topic is the Battle of Embry-O Basin, 2 p.m. on March 16th. Take a look at that. The Battle of Embry-O Basin was incredibly unusual, and they did metal detecting over 920 acres, picked up all the shell casings, and recreated the battle on paper.
I will be talking about that today in Las Cruces.
And you're going to
the Farm and Ranch Museum.
And you're going up there right now to do a presentation on that and your military uniform and also some railroad stuff.
Right.
Prince McKenzie.
And the guns that won the West.
Farm and Ranch and the guns up there, Prince, today and tomorrow?
Right.
Okay.
It's National Cowboy Day for New Mexico.
Oh, that's way cool. A lot of stuff going on here. They're now taking reservations again for going on the Trinity site tour. Get a hold of them at the museum in Alamogordo. And what else do I have here? Oh, the brand-new exhibit, Up and Down, Fire and Earth, and that's at the History Museum downtown. Great stuff. Mata Ortiz and Casa Grande's pottery. And what do you got real quick?
Well, the Women's Club of El Paso, put this on your calendar. Their annual spring celebration will be Saturday, March 23rd. It's a big fundraiser for the Women's Club to help preserve and protect the historic Women's Club down there on Mesa at 1400 North Mesa. And this fundraiser will celebrate Chinese New Year, which is the Year of the Pig. And Eastwood Knowles International School students will perform traditional Chinese dance and be in costumes.
That's about it for today.
Oh, are we out of
here? Prince, a phone number real quick for you guys?
915-240-8384.
We ran out of time, Melissa.
Wow,
we'll come back
notice.
Next week and talk about a bunch of more stuff here. Yes. Thank you in the control room, ephistory.com, for details about the radio show. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you for coming in here and talking railroad history. Get a hold of these guys. Let's make a museum happen. Win the lottery and call Prince.
That's right.
Thank you. We really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you guys
we
for coming.
Sure
and
week.
Melissa, next week you won't be here, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're here.
I'm here. You're not.
I think I will be here. No, we're all here for Gabe.
Somebody might be.
Next
here.
Week.
No,
see you then.
A couple weeks.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Do you remember when you were three? Of course you don't. But do you remember when your kid was three? Yeah, so much fun. No more diapers.